الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that whatever the believers do, whatever good they do, Allah says, فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا, they will never be denied of that good. In other words, they will get the reward for their khayr in the akhirah. And Allah knows well of whatever we do. In today's lesson, Allah says that indeed those who have disbelieved, their wealth nor their children will avail them in the least but against the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the kuffar, they would always boast about these two things, that they have a lot of wealth and that they have a lot of children, a lot of kids. And they would keep on telling the Muslims this. And Quran says this also. وَقَالُوا, they said, نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ, that we have more wealth, we have more children, and we are not to be chastised, we are not to be punished. In other words, they were so sure that punishment is not going to befall them. Allah explicitly mentions that you see your maal and your awlad, this is something we should consider as a ni'mat. But if Allah has given somebody a lot of wealth, a lot of children, this does not necessarily mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased and is happy with that person. Sometimes it is a istidraj. Allah Pak is testing this person, and gradually Allah is taking this person towards Jahannam by testing this person to see if he makes shukr or he makes kufran and ni'mat. If he makes shukr, he obeys Allah, then this will become a means for his najat and his salvation. But if he makes kufran and ni'mah, he still disobeys Allah and he does not appreciate these bounties, then this becomes a kufran and ni'mah which then leads him into Jahannam. And Allah explicitly mentions in Quran, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى. It is not your wealth nor your children that draw you in nearness and in closeness to Allah. The thing that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Iman and doing a'mal saliha. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. So here the kuffar, they say, لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُهُمْ. So they will say that our wealth and our children mean to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is happy with us. So Allah says on that day of Qiyamah, their wealth, neither their children, would never ever avail them against the azab of Allah. So when you see the azab of Allah, you cannot give that wealth, you cannot give the children, those children of yours, to ransom yourself from the azab of Allah at all. Allah says these people are the inhabitants of Jahannam. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, and let them know that they are going to remain in Jahannam forever. Now what about some good that they do? The kuffar also do some good deeds here in this world, like maybe they give charity, etc., whatever other good things they may be doing in this world. What happens to it? What is the condition of that good that they do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse specifically speaks about the sadaqat or any charity that they also do in this dunya. What is its condition? So Allah says, مَثَلُ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We know that of course all of the amal of the kuffar are batil. They are reduced to naught. In other words, they can do some good. Allah may give them something in this dunya back. Allah may give them some good also here in this dunya. And that means nothing to Allah, because this dunya is never ever something considered weighty in the sight of Allah. It's absolutely insignificant. So Allah may give them some goodness in this dunya, some reward in this dunya. But there is no reward or no hope of reward for this good that they do in the dunya in the akhirah. In the akhirah, there is nothing that these kuffar can expect for, when, of course, they don't even believe in Ba'ath, they don't even believe in akhirah. But when they come to akhirah, then it is not that any of this goodness that they did in this dunya will help them on that day. Allah says, what will happen to their sadaqat? Any sadaqah that they did in this dunya, what is its condition? Allah says, مَثَلُ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي هَذِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The example of whatever they spend in this worldly life, in other words, the sadaqah that they do, the sadaqah that they give in this dunya, what is its example? Allah says, كَمَثَلِ رِيحٍ. It is like a wind. كمثل ريح. And ريح, generally we see in the Quran or linguistically speaking, look at the word ريح. ريح refers to bad winds. Here and again, it could refer to good winds. Also in Quran, it is mentioned with the meaning of a good wind. Most of the time in Quran, when we see the word رياح, that is the plural of ريح, that refers to good winds, and ريح refers to bad winds. So Allah says, whatever they spend in this worldly life is like the example of a ريح. So it's like a ريح, a bad wind. فيها سر. Therein you see, there is, it's intense cold, it's a biting ice cold wind, which now أصابت حرث قوم. So you got this very fierce, intense cold wind that has now struck the tilt of, or the tillage of a people who have wronged themselves. What happens when you get this now? They are planting something and you get this bad wind that comes. What happens? It comes and it destroys their entire harth. It destroys the tilt of the farmers. So Allah says, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And these people, let them know that they have wronged themselves by doing such a thing. What did they do? They brought about kufr. Had they brought iman, then of course, the amal would have never been destroyed. Because they have wronged themselves by doing shirk and by committing kufr, that is why their harth, their tillage, or their tilth has now become destroyed by this bad wind. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah did not oppress them in any way. So they have destroyed, in other words, Allah is saying, you have destroyed your own amal when you, by yourselves. I did not destroy it. Had you brought iman, it would have never been destroyed. وَلَكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Let them know that they are making zulam upon their own nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all.